Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Welcome, welcome to another Monday night prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, and get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Get ready for to hear a word from God for your breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus, because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. I want to encourage someone tonight with Isaiah 54:17. He say, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against thee shall be judgment, and thou shalt be condemned. This is the inheritance of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. So no matter what we're going through, no, it may form, but it will not prosper. Because he is Dr. Jesus, he is the great physician, and he able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask to think. So get your pens and papers ready, open your ears to hear and your heart to receive what thus say the Lord tonight, that God have his way in your life. Amen.
Amen. The scripture reading will come from Psalms 113 in its entirety. Give praise, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be blessed both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised. The Lord is exalted above all nations, his glory above all heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the trash heap in order to set them with nobles and nobles of his people. He gives the children women a house, woman a household, making her the joyful mother of children. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to bless his name tonight. We come to magnify his name tonight, because he's been good to each and every one of us on today. So we just thank him, Lord God, for another night, Lord God, that you allowed us to see, Lord God. It's your grace, your mercy, your love. And we come to bless your name, the Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All within me will bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all your benefits, who heal all thy iniquities, who heal all our diseases, who redeem our life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like an eagle. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight from Psalms 103. You say, forget not your benefit. And we thank you. Healing is a benefit. Peace is a benefit. Joy is a benefit. And we thank you for all our many benefits, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for breakthrough. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's a benefit for a breakthrough to come and not a breakdown. It's a benefit to be better and not bitter. It's a benefit to know that we are the victors and no longer the victims, because the great I am that I am is on the inside of us. And we say thank you for loving us. Thank you for your grace and mercy that sustain us and keep us. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up tonight. We come to magnify your name tonight. We say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for meeting our needs in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the visionary of this line. As he continues to go out to your people, you're pouring back into him double, Lord God. Strengthen his inner man right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We lift up all the sick and the shut in to you tonight, Lord God. Thank you for doing a new thing in them, through them, and for them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing cancer tonight, Lord God, for those babies in St. Jude, Lord God, for baby Michael, Lord God. Do a new thing in them, God. Do a Shonda. Do a turnaround, Lord God, that only you can do. Because all power is in your hand. All wonder-working power is in your hand. And we say thank you. We complete the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere tonight. Because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And we say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus against COVID. For God's people, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. COVID, you die in the name of Jesus. You die in the name of Jesus. And we speak to the immune systems of the body right now. We command the immune system to get stronger and stronger day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, in the name of Jesus. We speak life. We speak life in the name of Jesus. Because he said, 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes we are healed. The body, you got to line up with the word, huh? In the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our neighbor's children, God. Put the right people in all of them path that will draw our children to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. You're married to the backslider. Slide them back, God, because you still yet love them. And we say thank you. You have no favorite child. You love us all equally. In the name of Jesus. And we lift up all the homeless all over the world to you tonight, God. We thank you for a new thing for them right now, God. Open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you for a fresh fire anointing on this line tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. But someone will be healed and delivered and set free tonight, God. In their mind, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up oppression and depression and rejection. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Because his right hand holding us up, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And you're able, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over Washington, D.C. We plead the blood of Jesus over the White House. For the president and the vice president and them and their families, God. Order their footsteps, God. Lead them and direct them in all truth, God. Put the right people in their path, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for one touch. One touch right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Because we're going to continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Because you say, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Now, as the world give it to us, let our hearts not be troubled. We're going to stay focused on the problem solver and not the problem. Have your way tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name. We just complete the blood over everyone on this line tonight. The blood, everyone in nursing homes tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, the blood that heals, your blood that heals, your blood that delivers, your blood set free. And we thank you for freedom. In the name of Jesus, for the great I am that I am, you're the potter and we're your clay. Continuously to mold us, Lord. Continuously to mold us in the name of Jesus. So have your way tonight, Lord God. Your will be done tonight, God. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we nothing without you. We can do nothing. That's why we come to cast all our cares on you tonight. Your shoulder is equipped to do it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. Glory be to your name, Father God. We thank you, Father, that we are here tonight, God, to come, Lord God, to hear a word from you, O God. So we ask in your name, Jesus, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, in the matchless name of Jesus. Luke 6:21 said, blessed are those who are hungry now, for they shall be filled, O God. Blessed are those who weep now, for you shall laugh. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that those that are hungry and thirsty after you in the name of Jesus will be filled tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a high expectation, Father, that you will move, Lord God, like never before in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Lord God, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we ask, Lord God, that you will forgive us of our sins. Wash our minds. Wash our hearts, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God. Condition our minds, Lord God, to think on the things that are lovely, Lord God, and things that are pure in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in those areas, oh God, of weakness, oh God, where we walk the eye in the pride of life, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will continue to keep us, Lord God, and sustain us, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to make a way of an escape, oh God, out of every temptation in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're able, Lord God, to overcome, Lord God, over all the circumstances that come our way, oh God, because you showed us the way, oh God. Your Lord God, your word is a lamp unto our feet, oh God. And so we, Lord, oh God, tonight, fall after you, oh God, run after you in the name of Jesus. Bow before you, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Show yourself strong and mighty, oh God, as your people, oh God, submit themselves to you tonight in the name of Jesus and to the word that is being brought forth in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, God, that our ears are clear, oh God, that our eyes are, oh God, be able to focus in the name of Jesus on your word in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to obtain, Lord God, what we need to hear tonight in the name of Jesus. Let us hide it in our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, meditate on it, Lord God, your word day and night in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to use your people, Lord God, that is on this line tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, bless them in their field. Bless them when they come and when they go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that your blessings are forevermore in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, teach us your statutes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can walk, Lord God, in boldness in the name of Jesus, where the enemy will come in like a flood, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you will lift up a standard in the name of Jesus. For, Lord God, we know, Lord God, who we serve. We serve Almighty God, and you are righteous in all your ways, God. You are holy in all your ways, oh God. We thank you that you remind us, Lord God, that holiness is right in the name of Jesus. So may we have a hunger and thirst, Lord God, for what is right, and, Lord God, deny what is wrong in the name of Jesus. For we need you, Lord God, in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We need you in every aspect, oh God, in our families, Lord God, on our jobs. We need you, Lord God, in our, Lord God, in our midst, in the name of Jesus. We need you in every ministry, Lord God, that you will be strong and mighty in the name of Jesus, for you are the rock of our salvation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall be blessed in this hour and this season, Lord God, because, Lord God, you live, Lord God. Blessed be the rock of our salvation in the name of Jesus. Be exalted in the master's name of Jesus, because, Lord God, you heard our supplication tonight, God. So be good, God. Be who you say you are, God. For your love endures and forever, Lord God. Your mercy endures forever, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, you're hearing our cries tonight, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will minister to your people, Lord God. Show yourself, Lord God, and be blessed, oh God, as we bless your glorious name. We thank you, Father God, for all that's going to take place tonight, God. May there be breakthroughs, oh God. May there, Lord God, be a revelation to those that are searching for your word in the name of Jesus. May those, Lord God, that have, Lord God, needs, Lord God, that need to be met, oh God, it shall be met tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for those that are coming on the line tonight, God, ready to receive in the master's name of Jesus. We give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Let's do this on a Friday.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m. Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsboro, Alabama. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. First Baptist Church with your host pastor, Willie G. Lewis, and elect lady Lisa Lewis.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Get ready. It's guest prophet, Prophet LaRon Matthews. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. Harvey, Illinois. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. Friday, October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m. Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsboro, Alabama. You don't want to miss this, so make plans to be there. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. Get ready for your blessings to pour out. Get ready for your soul to be rejuvenated. Friday night, October 1st, 2021, live at Lounsboro, Alabama at First Baptist Church. Under the direction of Pastor Willie D. Lewis and elect lady Lisa Lewis. This one's going to be soul-stirring. Friday, October 1st at 7 p.m. Make plans to be there.
The best advice we can give you is to
save the date.
Save the date. October 29th through 31st, 2021.
Save the date.
The Family Values Conference 2021.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. The theme, God's Divine Grace, Rule, and Reign.
It kicks off
October 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. October 30th, 2021. From 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
The formal birthday banquet.
Tickets are $70. First Pentecost Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. October 31st, 2021 at 11 a.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. To purchase your ticket, cash out. Hashtag Family Values 2021 or mail to RFPIM. Attention Family Values Conference, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. Conference Hotel, Even Hotel, and Tinley Park Convention Center, 18451 Convention Center Drive, Tinley Park, Illinois. Call them at 708-444-1100.
708-444-1100.
Ask for the Family Values Conference Block. Deadline to book rooms, October 8th, 2021.
Purchase your birthday at $25 business card, $50 half paid, $100 full paid.
More information, contact Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770. Sister Martisa Green at 708-825-1988. Administrator Brian at 334-440-6152. Or email laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com.
The Family Values Conference. Save the day. October 29th through 31st, 2021. You don't want to miss this. It's a celebration.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Need a word from you. got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your God, oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Good evening, good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. Top of the evening. Amen. This is Evangelist Dr. Carlina Wilkes. Amen. I'm just the speaker for tonight. Amen. Administrator, do we have any more announcements or questions on the board, on the floor, before we get into the word for tonight?
The only added announcement is about the Family Values Conference 2021. The tickets are on sale. They are available to be purchased at this time. Also, the ad stated if you would like to purchase an ad or do a shout-out to Dr. Matthews, please feel free to reach out to us at 877-912-2027, or you can text us at 334-440-6152. Also, on yesterday, we celebrated Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. We've adopted the third Sunday, and every month is Love Sunday. And if you would like to bless the man of God, please feel free to do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes.
God bless you too, woman of God. We thank and praise God for all of our kingdom leaders, amen. Most of all, we thank and praise God for our visionary, Dr. Lamont Matthews. We know that time in the seasons that we're in, that we're being blessed by such a leader that can lead the people to, hallelujah, and down the right path. Amen. So we certainly praise God for that. I'm going to be teaching tonight. Excuse me, I had to drink a little water there. And we're just going to get right into the word. I have been in the book of Revelation. Tonight I want to just share some things. Revelation, we know that it is the revealing to the
unknown, to the mystery. And I have been blessed so far with what God has been sharing with me on that. And so tonight I'm going to share a little bit with you. And I'm going to still be coming from Revelation chapter number 2. And I'm going to be talking about reading verses 1 through 7. We're going to know the things before we get into this. I just want to give you a little background. Most people like to stay away from Revelation. They're afraid what they read. They don't understand. And a lot of times the teachers or the preachers, they just pick bits and pieces from it, and they don't really break it down so that the people can get a clear understanding what's going on. But when you begin to read the book of Revelation, first of all, chapter number 1, Jesus is mostly about the revealing of who Jesus is. Too many people really stress on that point. And you can go through that and you can read it, and he will be revealing himself. He reveals himself in such a manner that it's plain. Can't argue with that. So when we get over into the chapter number 2, we know that John, the Revelator, he is the person that was banned to the Isle of Patmos. And the reason why he was banned there is for teaching truth. Say he was living at the time that they did not want to hear truth. They were upset because he was full of Jesus. And so they was like thinking that they, if they put him on this island, that they were doing a justice by making the believers stray away. Does that sound familiar? And so, but nevertheless, that did not happen. Actually, it strengthened many of the believers to go on. So while he was on this island of Patmos, God began to give him revelation and of who, not only who Jesus was, give him revelation what was to come, what had already transpired, and the reason behind all of this. So in here in chapter number 2, it talks about 7 churches. And the 7 churches we know are Ephesus, Samaria, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And most people always talk about Laodicea all the time in Philadelphia. We know that 2 of the churches had no fault, and that was Smyrna and Philadelphia. Now, each one of the church has a theme to them. And Ephesus was loveless. Smyrna was suffering. Pergamum was worldly. Thyatira had wrong doctrine. Sardis spiritually dead. Philadelphia was spiritually alive. And then Laodicea was complacent. I'm just giving you a little bit background of that. I'm not going to go through all of them, but we are going to start with Ephesus. And I believe that the reason why that Jesus wanted us to know about these 7 churches, because many of the times people don't even study to see why they were there and what they were, what was going on. And this is a prelude to them today. In Ephesus, we're going to start here, and we're going to read. Unto the angel of, first of all, forgive me, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank and praise your name, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to stand boldly before your throne. And God, I thank you for the opportunity to speak to your people. Lord God, let me decrease. Let my flesh decrease. Allow your spirit to have recourse. Oh God, bring forth your word that it will bring understanding. yourself, we will understand even the more what needs and what we need to have and what needs to be transpired in this last week of days. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. We ask that you continue to touch our visionary, Lord. Strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus. Fill him up even the more. Let his cup overflow, oh God. We thank you and we give you praise. Amen. All right, so here we go. Revelation chapter number 2, verses 1 through 7. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy work and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and have bore and have patience, and for my name, and have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast not left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else come unto thee quickly, and I will remove the candlestick, thy God's glory, out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now let me explain something to you about Ephesus. Ephesus was in Asia Minor, which is considered now Turkey. And in this city, known to be, or it's called the Vatican City of religious, world religion. And if you know, if you do a study on Ephesus, you will find out that it's the birthplace of all the major religions, Buddhism, Christianity. Now, we know everybody says it's Jerusalem. But when the historians wrote this, this is what they're saying. Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and many minor ones of the world, people live in this area of Asia Minor. Three-fifths of the people live in this, and these religions all live in this area. Now, Ephesus, in this city, also, during this time, the Roman Empire was very, very vast, and what they did, Greek culture was there. And how did it get there? If you ever go, and most people don't study the interim period between the Old Testament and the New Testament, which is called the 400 silent years. But I must say that those years weren't really silent. Men may call them silent, but didn't feel it's called silent because the prophet was not speaking. But even in that time frame, which is the interim period, God still doing something. And there was, he said he would not leave himself without a witness. There was those that was going to stand for what they knew that was right by the law that Moses had handed down. And so in this time frame, we have the period called the Hellenism period, which is these type of people is a Greek, which is a blend of Egyptians, Persians, and Indian influence. Now, during this Alexander the Great, he rose up. He was a very young man. He was in his 20s and early 30s, and he didn't even live that long. But he had such an intellect that he wanted the spread of the Greek culture, language, and the flourishing of art and science and philosophy to go on. Believe it or not, the Colosseums that you see and some of our building structures and the zodiac signs and all of that stuff, it comes from the period of Alexander the Great. Also know that even sports, believe it or not, when you study the interim period and you study the Hellenistic period, you will find out that all of this stuff that we see going on in our world, it derives from this period and arrive that what the way it is going on now. So Ephesus, before we get into the deepness of all of this, what's going on in this vision, known for its the goddess Diana. She was the statue, she was the god that was being promoted at that time. And where it sits, Ephesus sat on the close to the water of the Aegean Sea. Most of the metropolitan areas that was, when I went to Israel in 2000, any major city that sat on the seashores or sat by a body of water, especially the Mediterranean Sea or the Atlantic Ocean, or what any of those cities was always wealthy and prosperous because the fluctuation of all the goods that would come in, it would come into those cities first. And then they would disperse from there out to the no man land. And they would, that's how they get, but the majority of all of those, all the riches and stuff would be in those places wherever there was bodies of water that they could bring in the goods. So here we have Diana here and blacksmiths and all the types of iron workers and what have you. They would build these statues and then they would send them out to the people that was believing in this goddess. What was the goddess all about? She was the goddess was worshipped as a two class on yesterday. But I want to throw this in because while I'm talking about the fertility guy, this just dropped in my spirit. Most people don't know that some of you sisters and some of you brothers, y'all wearing baby fat. But actually what you're doing is you're sewing into this fertility guy because that cat represents fertility. And that is the owner's worship. That guy. So I'm going to let you fill in the rest of it. I'm not going to call no name. But if you're wearing baby fat, oh, yeah, you are helping in part of this idol worship. If so, study it out. You'll see that I'm telling you the truth. And so, therefore, when the fertility guy was there, was raised up, this was one of the things that Ephesus was there. This temple that was there, it was known and was dedicated to the fertility god. And not only that, this city was known, Ephesus was known for refuge for fugitives. fugitives can run to Ephesus and find a sanctuary or solitude in the great temple. So you think about this. Temple was dedicated to a fertility god. And I'm a refuge, and I'm going into this temple. All kind of shenanigans going on, all kind of let it all hang out. Whatever was on fertility, you think about it, sexual activities going on in this church or this temple. And so certainly they was not worshiping the true and living God. And that's going to, I want you to hold on to that information because it's going to play a part when we get down to verse number 6. And so for this reason, when the men of God, such as Peter, they went there and set up the churches and stuff. And Paul was there for 3 years, and he began the church in Ephesus, which is the Ephesian church. And so when you read all of this information, you go back over it, you'll start seeing how everything ties in line upon line and precept upon precept. So not only that is, and I'm just going to throw this nugget in here too. If they had the world religions came from this area. And so therefore the world religions came from this area. One of the things is that the Christians or the apostles or the men of God went there to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so they were so used to idol worship because of the goddess that they were. So instead of them building, somebody else came along, the Greek Orthodox, which we're going to talk about the Nicolaitans. They also structured up their god that they worship, and we know it is the form of the Virgin Mary. And so therefore, they start worshiping that instead of the God that they're supposed to worship. So they just replaced, they shifted from one, and now you know where this church, that I'm not calling their name, but they have their rosaries and all of this because they're worshiping an imitation of the goddess, Diana. That was their replacement for that, for idol worship. So let's go on. So here we have, this was an Ephesus. And there was, Jesus told John unto the angel of the church, which we know are the leader, is the leader of Ephesus, right? And John wrote one letter. He wrote this one letter that Jesus dictated to him, and he to the seven churches. It went from one church to another. These were actual real churches. And the text, and the letters were sent in the order that they was written. And so here we see this. After he says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus I write, these things which I hold is the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Now, I want you to understand about these golden candlesticks, because the golden candlestick actually represents the church. And the reason why, to understand the purpose of us understanding the golden candlestick, because of the light. Jesus, the word tells us that we are the light of the world, because if we be in today the body of believers, we are the church. We are the light. We're supposed to be a city set on top of the hill where people can see us. So therefore, it's light. So light is very important provision in creation. Light was created in the natural world. Physical light dispels darkness. And so since physical light dispels darkness, spiritual light dispels spiritual darkness. So if that's the case, when we see that the light that was there, the first thing we know that Jesus, we say, is the light of the world. And since he is the light, he said, I am of the vine, and ye are the branches. So since when you look at the candlestick, Jesus is that light, and we are the branches or the vine of that. When we look at the candlestick, that this is how we're supposed to illuminate. Now, one of the things that I want you to understand about the candlestick, the priest went in to the temple every day to continue to make sure that the light never goes out. And this is very significant for you to understand about this in the Ephesians church. Since the priest goes in daily to administer the this, he adds oil so that the lamp will not go out. The candles wouldn't stick, would not go out. The light should not ever go out. Because if it went out, there was consequences that went along if you study the tabernacle. And one of the things that he did so that light could not go out is he would trim, he would trim the wick. Glory, hallelujah. He would trim the wick, that which was not needed, so that the light can keep on burning. So in other words, if that the Lord tell us in his word, to lay aside every weight and sin that's so easily to beset us, we're supposed to crucify our flesh daily. This is the trimming of the wick. Without it, if we don't do that daily, guess what? We become weak. And we become not so good. So let's talk about this. Number one, we talk about the seven golden candlesticks. He said in verse 2, he said, I know thy work and thy labor and thy patience. So he's given them accolades for their strength, their hard work, their patience, their endurance, they rejected evil, their perseverance. He commended them for that. However, he commended them for just taking down, for those that were considered liars and coming up and speaking false truth. I want to read something to you, but listen to this. Over a long period of time, the Church of Ephesus had steadfastly refused to tolerate sin among its members. This was not easily in the city noted for immoral sexual practices associated with the worship of the goddess Diana. We also are living in the time of widespread sin and sexual immorality. It is popular to be open-minded towards many types of sin, calling them personal choices or alternate lifestyles. But when the body of believers begins to tolerate sin in the church, they are lowering the standards and compromising the church witness. Remember, God's approval is infinitely more important than the world. So here, even though that they were being commended, the next thing that it says in verse 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Thou hast left thy first love. They had forgotten
that's about the forgiveness that they have received for the immoral acts that they had done. Does that not sound familiar? We got people living all kind of soggy ways. People saying that they professing, but they denying the power of. You got folks saying that, you know, that they love Jesus and they saved and sanctified, but they be the first one tearing down the clubhouse. They be the first ones lighting up a joint, going to the casino. They be the first. I'm making plans tonight. I know I'm probably going to make somebody hot under the collar, but that's okay. You need to know the truth so the truth continuously to make you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Christ was commending the Ephesus church. And as he commended them, he also was rebuking them. And one of the things that we have to understand, now this is the best part about it, because just as a man loves a woman, hallelujah, a new believer, they come and they rejoice because they found forgiveness for being born again. We need to never lose sight of our seriousness, of the seriousness of sin. We cannot allow or tolerate and be like Achan, being disobedient and just go on and do whatever we want to do when the word told us not to do it. We just can't keep walking over the Holy Ghost and he said, don't do and don't say. And we better say, I just got to. Well, keep having it your way. And you're going to just keep on fanning the fire right along with the other ones did not take heed to the word of God. So when we begin to lose the thrill for our forgiveness, and what does that mean? The thrill for our forgiveness. Let us go over to 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verses 1 to 9. This is really where they left their first love. And how did they leave their first love? Well, I'm going to describe it to you. Because 2 Peter chapter 1 through 9. Simon Peter, a servant of the apostle Jesus Christ, and to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God in our Savior Jesus Christ. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. You can only get grace and peace through the knowledge of God and of our Lord, of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all these things pertaining unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him called us to glory and virtue. Glory and virtue, pureness. He has called us to his glory, which is the light, and the virtue of his pureness, all right? His perfectness, however you want to put it. It says, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, they had it. They had it firsthand that they had the power to escape the worldly lust, escape those things that they were learning about in this city of Ephesus. Go on. He says, and besides this, giving all diligence. Now, this is something that is the first love. They have to understand this. After you have come into Christ, oh, I got the Holy Ghost, as long as I got Jesus, and that's enough. But this word tell us, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. We said faith without works is dead, but let's come on. We got more to know. Keep our first love. It says add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue, knowledge, and to your knowledge, temperance, and to your temperance, patience, and to your patience, godliness, and to your godliness, brotherly kindness, and to your brotherly kindness, charity, which is love. For if these things, come on somebody, if these things be in you and abound, now they just can't be in you, but they got to stay. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we're not going to stray from the words if these things be in us. We're not going to be barren. We're not going to have no excuses. We're not going to have any of this because why? We're so focusing on adding these things that we should be adding. It said, but if he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. And this is where the Ephesus church was. They had forgotten what they were supposed to be adding, and that's where they had left their first love. They forgotten about the sins that they were called out of darkness into the marvelous light. So he says here, remember thee therefore from whence thou hast fallen. Jesus is telling them, if you go back and you remember this and do your first work over again, else I will come. If you don't do this, I will come. And I will remove. He said, I will come quickly, and I will remove the candlestick out of his place. He's telling them, I will remove the light from you if you don't repent and get your act together. And this is what happens to some of these folks is walking, running around saying, ooh, I'm saved. They done forgot how God had forgiven them for sin, and they dibbling and dabbling in sin, and they start doing all the things that their flesh pleases their flesh. Come on, somebody. So they don't realize that they light them went out. It'll become dim. Mercy, hallelujah. He said, I will remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. So there's always room that God is always trying to get the church together. This was the first one. They loved it. They left the love. They loved God for believing in truth. And they were strong at one point, but what happened? What happened? They somehow got off track. Now, I'm going to tell you how they got off track. We're going to find out right here. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nickelodeon, I also hate. Now, who were these people? Who were the Nickelodeon? These were followers. They were the ones that they was lost. They was They was lawful. They believe in lawful eating the sacrifices of the idols. They committed fornication. They was in opposition with the decree that the church rendered in Acts chapter 15, verses 20 and 15 and 29. They were men who did such things that, as Balaam did. Balaam, who was he? He was a prophet that taught Balak to put a cast a stumbling block in front of the children of Israel ways. And so, in other words, they were the ones that they didn't want to they didn't want to follow the council, the apostolic council that would happen. And they were telling the people, the believers, that they don't have to do all of this stuff. The Gentiles, you don't have to do what they say. In other words, they was, like I said, evil communication, corrupt manners. This was it. These Nicolaitans, these Nicolaitans, they were weak in their faith. They hated anybody that was trying to do what was right. They was following the things of their, they were following also the false prophet of P-E-T-H-O-R. They was united. They believed in, even at their time, they was having sexual acts in the temple, and they were thinking they was trying to bring this over into the church. So God hated that. And those that were concerned in the word in the Ephesian church, they also hated these people for doing these deeds. Now, this is something, because this strict sect, sometimes they're called Baalism, and these people, what they were doing, it was horrible. It was horrible that because they didn't want, they wanted to have it their own way. Again, this is something they did, and it all hang out. I can do what I want to do. This is some of the spirits that's still running around here, the Balaam spirit, that's always causing a stumbling block to others. But we don't need to be a stumbling block. We don't need to be one third discord among the brethren. We need to know where this spirit comes from. And so when Balaam taught Balak to do these things and stray the children of Israel away from what they were supposed to have been doing, this is a problem. They were sacrifices. And then yesterday I even mentioned this is even has something to do with this spirit. That's why Daniel did not want to eat of the king's meat, because the king's meat was those things that was sacrificed unto idols. So you have to understand that spirit, where it comes from. King was following the practices of idol worship, and he was following the practices of what that was taught from Balaam to Balak, and it continued, that spirit continued on. Now, you have to remember, at that time, God talked to the prophet, and he talked to the king. There was many bad kings, and there was some good kings. But even when we see that when there was that were wicked, God even gave them warning. Some listened, some did not. But when Jesus told John to write to this Ephesus church, and when he told him to say the things that they said, he was telling them to get right. Get right, get right, get right. You are supposed to be the light. You can't have these problems and say you forsake your first love. You forsake the love of the one that gave you the forgiveness. So God, listeners, audience, we cannot allow our life to be dim. We can't allow evil communication to stray us away from what God wants for us in these last and evil days. When you read these about and you do the study of these churches, this spirit is still running rapid. It ain't died. And if we're not careful, if we think that we got it all made in the shade, remember, we have some things that we got to add. He said put on the whole armor. Okay, even though when you put on your armor, you still got to add some things. Now, I can tell you as a soldier, they might have told me to put on my my helmet, my backpack, and I had to have some time. I had to carry my my gas mask on me, and I was loaded down. And not only I had to have my gas mask, I had to have my suit, what we call a mop suit. I had to put that on because it was the thing, just in case it was chemical warfare. I had to have that so that I could be, I'm carrying all of this stuff on me. Then, inside of my rucksack, I had to add some stuff. What did I have to add? I had to add my canteen. Well, my canteen had to be full of water, but I had to have my little my little plate and stuff. I had to have add my socks and all my underwear and all my change of socks, a T-shirt. I had to have a change of clothing. I had to have my first aid kit. I had to add on my side of my pistol belt. I had to have my M16, my bullets, and all of this stuff. Here, I had my grenade thing on my side to hold at the clip. Trust me, I'm adding all this stuff on. It was surprisingly that I could move. But you know what? The reason why I could move is why I had to be physically fit to be able to carry over 50-something pounds of stuff to be able to survive. What am I saying? Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. I know you caught that. Hallelujah. Somebody caught it. If you're not fit in the kingdom of God, when the warfare comes along and you, no matter what, try to bog you down, if you fit in the word of God, you'll be able to stand. But if you can start carrying all of this weight on you and you're not physically fit, you're going to die. From exhaustion, die from fatigue, die from slowness because you done slowed down, you done you're starving, whatever. Time. So we have to understand we can't lose our love or our forgiveness. We can't tolerate sin. We got to call sin, sin. We got to call right what's right and wrong what's wrong. We cannot compromise in this season because if we compromise our life, except we repent, we're going to go out. And we're going to be good for nothing. Somebody going to come up and ask you a question. Oh, no, they don't have no confidence in you. They go, so you can't even stand a net out of a glass of lemonade. You're worse than a wet noodle standing up in water that's been left overnight. You're so weak, you done dissolved back to its natural substance. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We got to hold up the light, put his hand to the plow, and look at that. Not fit for the kingdom of God. So when we look at this loveless church, Jesus is telling them in the end, he that have an ear, let him hear But the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, He will lead and guide you into all truth. Lead and guide me to all truth. And if it's doing the leading and if it's doing the guiding and we're listening with that still, to that still small voice, we can't go astray. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. We'll get the, but if we don't do, listen, what the Spirit of God is trying to reveal unto us, like he did the church in Ephesus. Don't forget the love and the forgiveness that I gave, that you may have life and that more abundantly. Thank you, God, even myself. Will we be an overcomer? Will we be able to eat tree of life in the midst of the garden? And he call us on. I bless you, administrator. Give us a commercial, and we'll come back and open up the floor for questions.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
All right, administrators, do we have any questions or comments?
No direct questions. However, there are comments in the chat room. And one major comment is, thank you, woman of God. You truly blessed me on tonight. God bless you. I needed this word. And we have a lot of amens in the chat room as well. Powerful word. And there was from Australia. Thank you, woman of God. We truly appreciate you.
Amen. God bless you there from Australia this evening, and those of you that are listening globally to the Word of God. All right, we're going to open up the floor. If those of you that are do want to make a comment on the blog site, you can either press 1 on the dial of your phone, or you can put something in the chat room as you always have already, or you can text either from the blog site or the conference line, 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. All right, we're going to open it up to the conference line. Anyone from the conference line that would like to make a comment, star 6 your line and come right on in. If you are, make sure that your line is unmuted and that you're speaking, and acknowledge yourself so that we can know that you're speaking. Anyone from the past? Good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Wilkes. This is Marjorie in Los Angeles. And I enjoyed your teaching, very compelling teaching. It's a good note to the church for reexamination. I thank you so much for being so open and detailed in your teaching. There are some things that you covered that I didn't quite understand prior to tonight. So I so appreciate that. God bless you.
You're welcome, Sister Marjorie. God bless you as well. Trust me, woman of God, there was a lot of things that I did not know. But when I start digging and digging and digging and digging, because I'm a digger, I love to study and dig. And I go back and I read, and it just be so profound to me, because not only did, yes, I can understand the candlestick, but the things that was really getting to me was all of this that was going on in Ephesus. Sometimes we don't understand the history and the background of what is going on in that region or that. And I used to, when I was a little girl, I've said this before, that God, I said, why is maps in the back of the Bible nobody never used this? But when I went to Israel, I found out why the maps were there. And a lot of times when you study those regions and the culture that was going on there, and not only that, the soil had a lot to do with it too, that what was going on there, you would get a better understanding of how, whether they were rich, or was it fertile for them to be able to plant, was they going to be in the increase, you could understand all of that. So I thank God for just not only being able to go and study the land for 21 days, but the things that I saw when I went to the Sea of Galilee and all the different areas to Nazareth and all of the areas that I went, I gleaned something from that, even to floating on the Dead Sea. It's something that was something every step that I took during the Masada, all of this area, it fascinated me because why? I was like, Lord, the Bible is coming alive to me. And I don't read the Bible anymore the same that I did prior to me in going to 2000. So that caused me to dig even more and study even more because the things, how I know what I have saw and what I have experienced. And then makes this word for me to try to break it down. So when history and you, when you put it with the text, that people can get a better understanding to know why the Bible reads the way that it does. It's not so much. I want to say this, that yes, people say there's stories. I don't believe that there is no story in the Bible. I call them testimonies. And the testimony that he's left on his record is yea and amen. These testimonies is there for, like you said, for us to revisit, for us to reexamine, for us to get a better relationship with God himself. And so when he said he leaves stuff without a witness, that's why I said there's a testimony. These tests that he left here was the witnessing of himself. What was transpired to lead us to him, and how that we get astray from him if we don't follow line upon line, precept upon precept. So therefore, again, we make sure that we are not leaving our first love, leaving with meaning. We're not straying away from remembering what we have been forgiven of. Because it's so easy to forget, but we should never forget what he has done for us. Is there anyone else that have a question or a comment? Our section line, come right on in. I know this is not a popular lesson for many. Because when you deal with the book of Revelation, again, like I said, people stray from this. They don't break it down. People are very afraid to touch it. But I'm telling you, if when you when you get in the presence of the Lord and allow his spirit to begin to speak to you as you begin to read, he will open up your understanding. And you'll find that it's not as hard as you would think it is. And then he just began to let the light shine upon them, and then the word of the literally will leak from the pages into your spirit, and you would just continue to grow from that.
Amen.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Good evening. My name is Sheila, and I'm calling from Diamond Bar, California. My daughter, Tamika, she sent me a message, said, Mama, you got to come on. You got to come on here. You're going to really enjoy this. You know, it's going to be informative. Because she knows that I have not wanted to read Revelations from years ago. and when they were talking about the horses, and it used to scare me to death. And I said, I don't really want to get into that right now. Let me stay over. You know, I'll learn about that another time. But the way you explained it, and it's informative. I mean, it's something that we have to know. You know what I mean? It's like the things that you're talking about, they were talking about then, those things are happening today, you know,
right.
and even more so. And when I started listening to you, there was no fear or anything. Now I'm inquisitive because I like to research too. But now that I know what it's really about, I'm ready to get into Revelation, you know. And I want to thank you so much. Thank you so much for explaining it like you did, you know, because now I'm very interested in this, you know, and I'm ready. I'm ready to learn as much as I can about it. Because I want to stay the light, I want to be in the light, and I want to be a vessel for the Lord. And this just gives me the desire. It gave me more of a desire. The more you talked about it and gave me understanding of it, the more I have a desire to get into it, you know, and that's what I'll be doing. But I want to thank you, and God bless you for teaching us and guiding us, because it really helped me tonight. It really did. I just wanted to say thank you.
Amen. I teach this on my Sunday school, on my page, on my Facebook page. I'm not taking away from the line. And I've been doing a journey through the Bible for the past 3 years.
Okay.
And I started out doing this, this journey because I was like, Lord, okay, the congregation that I attend, we have different types of Sunday school classes, and I'm one of the ones that don't teach from, I don't teach from a textbook. In other words, the international standard Sunday school lessons that are printed, that, you know, people buy. So the Lord started just allowing me to just teach as whatever he gave me to start teaching, I start teaching, so I guess you call it free flow teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I start doing this, it just started off and just start teaching. So therefore, I've been doing this for some years now, of teaching online Sunday school. And the reason why I started doing that is because people was working on Sunday and they didn't get a chance to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I know that there were people be sick and shut in, and they love Sunday school because some. And then I also did it because some churches don't have a Sunday school class, which they call Christian education today. So that mm-hmm. was the purpose of me starting. And so I started out I started talking about the history of the Bible, how the Bible was formulated, and then I started going through books. By book to tell you the purpose of the book and not just the content of the
right.
book. And so when I did this, I started out telling you the five, the Pentateuch, what was the purpose in the Genesis, you know, so forth and so on. And we went through the minor prophets. And then, like I said, we did a period for months. We talked about the interim period. And that I learned so much, but it was just I was just dumbfounded. And I'm a person that I love to just study. I love to teach because I was always fascinated with that when I was a little girl, probably about 19 years old. I could just sit there and listen to the Sunday school teacher all day and all night. I don't care nothing about the rest of the church. I was not caring about which the choir was going to sing and who was going to do this and who was shouting. I wasn't scared. The music was good, but I was really, really always fascinated by the word of God from a child. So I said, Lord, when you call me, when the Lord called me to preach and teach the word, I said, I don't want to just be a plain, ordinary.
Amen.
I want to be alive. I want to be refreshing. I want to be not just, it's not about me, but I want the people of God to sit on the edge of their seat because they want more. And it just makes them want to go and learn more. So this is the purpose of the style of teaching that I have, because I ask God for it. Just like Solomon asked God for wisdom, I said, God, it's going to cost me something. But I want it. I want it so that people can not just, I don't want them to see me. I want them to be able to fall in love with you even more and want more of you. And I believe that that's what God has gifted me to do. That, trust me, I have been through many trials and tests. But I thank Dr. Matthews, first of all, for just trusting me to handle the word of God the way that, you know, that God has given it to me to feed the people. Because we know that souls come on here and they're hungry. We know souls come on here, they may not get all the teaching that they need. So I can't come on, you know, with no flim-flam stuff. No, talking about some peanut butter, jelly, Jack and Jill went up the hill. No. This is something I told my friends. I said, I don't want no crumbs. Don't give me no ingredients. Because if I get ingredients, I might not know what to do with it. I might make a mess in that cake when I work. But if you give me the whole loaf, you give me the ingredients and you tell me the instructions and you tell me how to work that loaf, and then after I done baked the loaf and you done gave it to me and how to, oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, my God. I give me the whole roll so that I can eat it.
Amen.
And that's what I want to do, is give everybody.
Well, you sure gave me incentive tonight. I tell you the truth. I am, you know, prior to listening to you, hearing this for the first time, the church that I came from was Baptist, and it was like hellfire and damnation. And they would go to Revelations to seem like to scare you, right? You know what I mean? And that's what they primarily used it for. And I didn't like that at all. You know, I mean, it was like I was scared to do anything. You know, I said, I don't want to mess with Revelations and stuff. But that's not what it was for. It's to show you where things, how all of this originated, and you know, and what has, why things are happening like they're happening now. It's not the first time. It's happened before, and now that we're in these times, you know, now it's like, we understand what's going on. That gives us understanding of where it came from. I didn't know about that woman Diane and all of that. I didn't understand none of that. I do now, you know. And where it came from, I don't want to say the name of the church where they use the rosaries and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I have a better understanding of that too. So yeah, I am. You know, you have really sparked my interest, and I thank God for you, you know, because it's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I'm so excited. I want to get off the phone and start reading. I want to start learning about it.
And you, woman of God, you can go to my Facebook page, Carlina. Right.
Okay.
You can go to my Facebook page and look at last Sunday and the Sunday before,
okay.
And you can hear me through one, each and every verse in chapter one. And then you can hear some things I might have said yesterday that I didn't say today. But the best part about it is it's not about me. It's never right. about me. It's about us understanding, because God told us, in all thy getting, get an understanding.
Yes. A lot of times, well, I didn't even get some understanding.
Because the preacher or the teacher, they may not understand themselves. So someday that's why I said they're giving them ingredients. They need to give them a whole loaf. And we know that there's these type of things exist in our in Christendom today. There are so many people hungering. The Bible tells us there's going to be a famine in the land. Excuse me, and that's not talking about just regular food. It's talking about for the word of God. There's a famine. People are hungry for God's word. And we need that. It's important that we, as children of God, we are the light. We got to study. We got to know. We got to be able to, I said, work the word and let the word work you.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. And I will be on Facebook, and I'll be listening to your sermons, I mean, to the teachings and things. And, yes, I know that you're the teacher. You're the vessel for God. But you're the vessel that showed me which way to go on this revelation, and I will be on your page. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, woman of God. God bless you.
Okay, good to meet you.
Anyone else with a question or comment this evening? I really was light, but sometimes I can get going and I get excited, and then I be rushing. Woo! Because I tell you, I can get really excited about the word. And you'd be like, come on, won't you slow down? Stop talking so fast. But I thank God that he allowed me to be calm tonight and to express this lesson about the Ephesus church, or the church of Ephesus, so that we can understand that they were the first one to get the letter. So the next one, you know, is like I said, Smyrna, and they were the church of suffering. And so those of you, take your time. Don't be afraid. Like I said, chapter one is all about the revealing. What better way is it in the Bible, after all the stuff that gospel has been taught, you go through the epistles, the epistle letters of Paul, and the different things that's written in there. What better way to end the scripture text than giving the greatest testimony of our Lord and Savior? He dictating to the seven churches. And I've also talked about you have to that, and I'm not going to go into that because that's a whole different lesson. But you, and you. Whatever you don't know, that's why we're here. You can email the Ron Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. You can, if you have questions that you have not. You ask that your church or your church has said something you don't understand. You want the leaders to expound on it. This is what this line is for. And you can bring it to us. And we pray by the grace of God, the Spirit of the living God, that he will give us an answer, ported by the word, to help all of us to make it in. That we won't have this, like this Balaam spirit trying to make, you know, a stumbling block. Because the devil is a deceiver, and we know he's a liar. But he's a deceiver, and guess what? He's a defeated foe. Why is he defeated? Because we have the weaponry. As I told him this morning, Mother Johnson was teaching, the enemy well known. It's an enemy well defeated. Got that from my military days. If you know your enemy and what he tries to bring to you, then you can do what's called a counterattack. Glory, hallelujah. You can know how to counterattack him. and take him down. This is why it's necessary for you to know. Somebody comes teaching you some craziness, you say, I don't study that. They lying. Can't listen to this flim-flam stuff. I don't need them shenanigans. We need the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us, God, for real. This is the time we need to be standing tall. Amen. Is there any more questions or comments? Our 6-year-old administrator, do we have anything on the blog side?
No, ma'am. All lines are clear at this time.
All right. Okay. Nothing else on the blog side? Anyone else on the conference line? We appreciate you so very much. We don't want to weary you long. We'll be long-winded here. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise your name, Lord God. Father, most of all, we ask, Lord God, hallelujah, as we come before your throne, that you will continue, oh God, to endow us with your spirit, oh God. Not only will you endow us, Lord Jesus, but you, oh God, hallelujah, as we indulge in your word, oh God, hallelujah, that you will bring it alive in our spirit. Yeah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that your spirit can speak to us so that we can hear, hallelujah, what your spirit is saying. Father, I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, as you impart wisdom and knowledge and understanding inside of us, Lord, that we will grow in you, Lord, that we will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we want our lights to shine, that men may see you, hallelujah, inside of us, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that we will let our light shine, that we will, hallelujah, keep it trimmed and burning, Lord, that we will crucify this flesh even the more, that we will lay aside every weight and sin, oh God, that we will continue to repent, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, that the light can continue to shine bright. We bless you and we magnify you in the mighty, magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus. Our God, whoever is on this line, Lord, if they have sickness in their body, we ask that you strengthen them, oh God. Oh God, whoever is dealing with bereavement, oh God, you give them the peace that they need that surpasses all understanding. Lord, remember our soldiers in foreign lands, our missionaries, oh God, hallelujah, in foreign and urban land. Remember the youth everywhere, our seniors alike, oh God. We thank and praise your name, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, that you will continue to raise up, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, those Deborahs, oh God, those Hebrew boys, oh God, those Daniels, oh God, hallelujah, those Josephs, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Esthers, oh God, hallelujah, and the Ruth. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, even the Annas, oh God. We ask right now, hallelujah, Lord, that they will come forth, oh God, and be the people that you will have them to be in these last and evil days. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, Father, if we have committed any sins, we ask this for forgiveness, Lord God. Lord, wherever fear is, we ask, Lord God, that you purge us, oh God, from that. Lord, we believe, but help thine our unbelief, oh God, that we will grow stronger in you. In the mighty, magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, people of God, if you have questions or comments, form will be on Thursday morning with Mother Thelma Sidney and our very own visionary, Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews, and they will answer your questions. You can text 334-440-6152 or you can email your questions to LaRon Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. Have a blessed evening, and we say shalom unto you till we be able to teach again.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before.